Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, coming to you from the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. My guests today are the starting safeties for the UVA football team, senior Anthony Harris and true freshman Quinn Blanding. Anthony, this is your second time here, so welcome back. Quinn, thanks for joining us. How are things going?
They're going really well.
Yeah, it's going really good.
Good. It's been cold in Charlottesville this week, and you were here before the indoor facility was built. Are the players able to accomplish more during practice when you can go inside when it's freezing outside?
Yeah, you know, it's nice to have the indoor facility. You know, you can utilize it on days when the weather isn't so good. But, you know, also being able to go outside, you know, adapt to that atmosphere as well. So it's good to have the balance there with the indoor facility.
Virginia plays Miami on Saturday night at Scott Stadium. Quinn, for you, it will be the final home game of your first college season. And for you, it will be your final game ever at Scott Stadium. What's the senior day ceremony going to be like for you, and who's going to be joining you on the field?
For me, you know, it's going to be, you know, very exciting, a lot of different emotions going on. Also big game, nighttime atmosphere, that's always exciting. But, you know, last home game for me, you know, it'd be a very exciting one as well. But my mother, my sister, and my two grandmothers will be joining me Saturday night for the game.
Have you been able to watch, like, previous senior day ceremonies, or are you guys in the locker room at that point? Like, if you're not taking part of it, are you in the locker room or on the sideline?
We're in the locker room at that point, but, you know, it hits you that it's senior night, and a lot of guys, you know, won't be there.
Right.
The locker room thins out a little bit, and you kind of look around, and, you know, for a second you think about what you're going to have in the locker room next year. And then, you know, once guys come back in, you know, you really cherish the moment and look forward to those last few games you have with them.
You've been through good times and some bad times during your college career. What is your favorite memory and maybe your biggest regret?
One of my favorite memories, you know, it had to be my first year, you know, coming into the college experience, being on the team, you know, going 8-5, achieving a bowl game, some very close victories, and, you know, just being around a lot of good leaders and the whole winning atmosphere on campus. It was just amazing. Really, that year we beat Georgia Tech, ranked number 5. People stormed the field. So there was a lot going on that year. And for it to be, you know, my first season in a college atmosphere was a great one.
What about any games you look back on in particular that kind of eat at you and you wish it had turned out differently?
All of them.
All the losses.
Yeah. You know, you go into games, you know, wishing, you know, you could have an amazing season, undefeated season, ACC championships, you know, get in the ring, going bowling and different stuff like that. So if I had to look back, you know, any game that we didn't win here is obviously a game, you know, I wish I could have back and maybe do one or two plays different and, you know, change the outcome.
Quinn, you're leading the team in tackles with 102, which is the most by a true freshman at UVA since Ahmad Brooks back in 2003. You also have 2 interceptions and 6 pass breakups. You were obviously a big-time recruit coming in, but were you confident you'd be able to adjust this quickly to the college game?
I'm just new coming in. I just had to come in and just play my role and just do what I do best and just play football. I just know I had a high ranking to my name coming out of high school, so I just knew I had to stand up to it and just play ball.
You could have played virtually anywhere in Division I, and you chose Virginia very early in the process. What made you want to play football and go to school here?
Well, for one, to go to school here, I mean, it's a great education, for one. But then it's just it's players like Ant, Henry, and all of them. It's just the reason why people want to come here. It's just the players' atmosphere around us and the coaches around us. And, I mean, our schedule is one of the toughest out there. So we're playing big-time football here, so why not just come here?
Ant, you played as a true freshman in 2011, but that was mostly on special teams. How remarkable is it for a first-year guy to be starting at safety and doing what Quinn has done this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's big, you know, for a guy like that to come in, play right away from day one, pick up on all the stuff we're doing on defense so fast, as well as picking up some of the special team stuff that we have him doing. So, you know, it just goes to show, you know, his knowledge of the game and his hard work and dedication to come in and get the job done. For me personally, as a freshman, you know, I mainly did special teams roles. It just develops your, like, grittiness for the game. So, you know, I just have to tip my hat to a guy like that who can come in and you know, jump into games right away when you're playing teams like Florida State, Louisville's, teams who's coming in like UCLA, who's highly ranked preseason type of stuff. So it just goes to show how much you can come in and handle all that adversity and change and be able to succeed.
How well did you two know each other before Quinn got here over the summer?
We spoke a little bit, you know, over the summer and as he did the recruiting process. But, you know, the summer's when we really, you know, talked a lot, really got to know each other, his character and tendencies on the field and was able to, you know, build a relationship. And, you know, I tried to share what I can to him, and I feel like he's done a good job of embracing it and taking it stride for stride.
There's about a 3-year difference in your ages, I would guess. How would you describe the relationship? Is this little brother, big brother, Quinn?
I mean, I guess that's what you can say. I mean, that's what they call us. I mean, but I mean, hey, that's my big brother. That's what I call him. I mean, like he said, he taught me basically what he knows, and I just put it into what I know and just play my game. So we used to just sit down in a room and just talk football. Then after football, it's just having fun.
Did they have you guys rooming together in the summer during training camp?
Yeah.
Anthony, your interceptions are down from a year ago, but your tackles and pass breakups are up, and you still have at least 2 more games to play. How do you assess your performance this year? Are you a better safety than you were as a junior?
Yeah, I would say I'm a better overall safety than I was as a junior, you know. Obviously, interceptions, you know, jump out at you, and 8's a large number. But, you know, there's other aspects of the game, whether that's cleaning up your technique, getting downhill a lot faster, diagnosing plays faster, being more physical, you know, when tackling the space, communicating with the guys around you. So I feel like this season has been one of I've tried to, you know, diagnose plays, get in the alley faster, play the box and the run fits very well and show I can tackle and do those type of things. And as well as just continue to be active, whether it was just breaking up passes or tipping the ball or stripping the ball or doing whatever it takes to get the ball out.
For both of you, this is your first season with Mike Archer as your position coach. What's that experience been like?
It's been a good one. I believe he's similar to Tenuta in coaching style, but you know he's very wise. He's been around the game a lot, and he has a very good personality. So you know he's one of those coaches who can be tough on you and jump on you, and then you know once he starts teaching a lot of different things, you start to catch on. You know he'll get a good feel and joke around with you a lot. So it's great to have such an experienced coach right behind you telling you what to do.
Have you played for anybody like Coach Archer?
To be honest, no, because in high school, I mean, it was kind of different. It was like our head coach was our main guy, uh-huh. So it's like he was calling it. He taught us. I mean, we had position coaches, but it won't such as like a college position coach. So, I mean, it's something new to me, but I really like him. I mean, like he said earlier, he's really wise, and he really teaches us a lot. I mean, he stays on me a lot because he knows I'm a freshman. He wants me just to know the stuff, but he also lets me learn the things on my own too.
You guys get a kick at all about seeing how coaches Archer and Tenuta interact with each other?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, you know, sometimes they're saying jokes between one another and we're able to catch on, but then there's times when we're like, we don't know what they're talking about, and they're mentioning players from the 60s,
yeah.
And such historic, you know, conversation that guys kind of get lost in. And so, you know, it's all fun and jokes between the players and the coaches.
When you play safety at the University of Virginia and you wear jersey number 3, you invite comparisons to one of the greatest players in program history, Anthony Poindexter. Quinn, were you aware of Dex's accomplishments here when you decided to wear number 3, or did somebody give you number 3 and say wear it?
Oh no, I knew all what he had done. I mean, we always talked about it before he had left, and he always used to joke me about it. So I mean, I just knew I had to just to come in here and just play my game and just fit a role.
What do you wear in high school?
I wear number 7.
Okay. You're one of 4 Bayside graduates in the football program here, along with Henry Coley, Trey Nicholson, and Taquan Mizell. What do you remember about those guys as high school players? You didn't play with Henry, right?
Yes, I didn't.
But when you were in middle school, did you go to varsity games and watch him play?
Oh, yeah, I always went to them because my sister actually went to Bayside too, so I always used to go to the games with her. So it was like used to see him playing and just – it was just amazing to see him play. I mean, he was a dog out there. He was always fast, physical. He never took a play off. And then just playing with Trey and Smoke, it just felt good to be with fans and my family. They're like family, so it just felt good to play with them.
I was sure when you got here this year, you were looking forward to playing with Trey in the secondary, and you had 1 game together. It hasn't worked out for him this year, but do you look forward to getting to play with him next year, as you should.
Oh, yeah, because I know what he can do, and I know how he is on the field and off the field as well. I mean, he's a hard worker, and I just can't wait to have him.
Given what you saw Smoke do at Bayside, are you surprised he hasn't been able to break more long gains this season?
That's something hard to say. I mean, he's taking what he can get, and I know what he can do, and, I mean, he's still working hard, and when his time comes, I know he's going to produce.
Anthony, you are likely to be playing in the NFL at this time next year. Based on your conversations with coaches and others, do you feel like you've raised your NFL stock this year?
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, I had a big interception year last year, which kind of grabbed attention of some people. But I feel like it was very important to come back and complete my overall game and show people that I'm not just a safety who's going to be a rangy guy and, you know, catch interceptions, but I can actually come in, play the box, tackle in space, play some man-to-man coverage, whether it's on slots and tight ends. And I feel like this season I've been able to showcase some of those talents.
What are your plans for the spring semester? Do you have classes still to take, or are you graduating in December?
I'm currently on pace to graduate in December, so, you know, I'm going to take a little bit of time off and look for to go train and, you know, try to prepare myself for that process.
3.5 years is pretty good to graduate, right?
Yeah, you know, it feels good to, you know, come in, set 3.5 years as a goal, you know, as a guy who doesn't redshirt, and be able to actually accomplish or be in position to accomplish it with only a few weeks left in school.
How do you think you'll remember your UVA experience, especially off the field? As we've discussed before, it seems like you've really tried to get out around grounds and meet people and take advantage of opportunities outside of athletics.
You know, I think it would be one that I, you know, cherish, you know, long after my time here right now. You know, some of the relationships that I've built have really grown into some deep friendships, and which I think will last, you know, after I'm a UVA graduate and stuff like that. So it's been great, you know, coming here, meeting new people, trying new things, branching out in different communities of the university, and just building good relationships.
Quinn, you have not been here as long, obviously, but what's the college experience been like for you outside of football?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, just meeting new people and just meeting new people, I guess. I mean, I see new people every day walking to class and just being around the dorms and stuff. So, I mean, I met a lot of first years that I feel like I will be knowing for a long time. So, I mean, it just feels good.
Who are you rooming with this year? Another player?
Yeah, Turtle.
Okay. Well, listen, I know you guys are busy. You know you have things to take care of. Thanks again for stopping by. Good luck against Miami on Saturday and the Hokies next weekend.
Thank you.
Again, the Hoos' final home game of the season is Saturday night at 7 o'clock against Miami, and 34 fourth- and fifth-year players, including Anthony, will be recognized in a senior day ceremony before the game. Hope to see everybody there. There's also men's basketball, volleyball, NCAA women's soccer, and NCAA men's soccer in town this weekend, so fans have a ton of options. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for updates on all 25 of our teams, and thanks for listening.